The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The National Alliance on Mental Health's Virginia chapter and other leading mental health organizations applaud House and Senate initiatives to fund services, but they say that money only goes so far. They add that patients need assurance of ongoing access to treatment, but don't have it if they're uninsured. They also say that at any given time, 1 million Virginians suffer from mental illness. 77,000 are uninsured adults, and nearly half have a serious illness. Margaret Nimmo Crow with Voices for Virginia's Children says those figures don't always include new cases where children are also diagnosed with mental illness.
One quarter of those adults who are uninsured, who fall into the coverage gap, are parents of children under the age of 18. And we know from research that when parents are insured, they're much more likely to have insurance for their children and to take them to the doctor to get preventive checkups, preventive care. That also includes mental health care.
The House budget provides $48 million for mental health services, but the group says the Senate budget, which creates Marketplace Virginia, would provide more extensive care to thousands of Virginians. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.